Hello.
Hey, I'm so sorry.
Hello.
I was talking to myself all this time. Oh my god.
I was like, hello, and when did I mean, it might be us. We're having bad weather here. We're having snow and sleet.
So where was I? Like, what did you listen?
We're talking about the forms and the website designer sending me inquiries about what all I want on it and stuff like that.
Exactly. So once you fill that out based on your provided instructions, the vision, whatever you have in mind, you just like type it in the form and send it over to us. Even if you have some sort of a reference website that you want your website to look like, you can attach that website to the form so the design can have a look at it and create something similar out of it. Because, of course, like as a custom work is needed, so we need some inspirations or ideas before we actually start working on the design. So once the design is ready, you'll receive the designs from your project manager, and then you can simply go ahead and approve it. If you don't like it, we'll redesign it. So that means like we'll be working for you until you are 100% satisfied. So once the first step is complete,
Will I deal with one person, or will there be a group?
There will be just one person, but there is also a group which will be added on to the portal where you will be added. So if you want to speak to the designer directly or the developer, of course you can have Zoom meetings or you can speak with them directly too if you want to.
Okay.
So then, so once the first step is completed, then we proceed to the next step, start working on the back-end development, like cover effects or adding your content, adding your uploading your photos that you have, uploading your information onto the site. And if the payment integration is needed, we can go ahead and do the payment integration, because if you want your clients.
Hello? Hello?
Did it again?
Or PayPal. So, yeah, they can do that onto the website.
Okay.
And on the other hand, there will be a contact us form as well. Or if someone like is looking for a coat or just want to talk to you about what you do, they can simply fill out one form with their name, number, email address, and a short message. Once they do that, you'll receive an email, get in touch with them, and just like get the new content.
Okay. What about like having my clients e-sign a contract online? Can I do that?
Yeah, absolutely. That can be done as well, because there are different integrations that can be done onto the website. So if that's your basic requirement, we can also definitely go ahead and integrate that onto the website. And you mentioned...
And what is
Go ahead.
The password-protected galleries, because nowadays, like used to, we'd meet and they see the proofs and they choose. Now it's all got to be done online.
So basically,
and
that's
important.
Yes, basically that is something like which is, I would say, sign-up area. So the sign-up area could be done, like people can sign up with you first once they sign up, and after that they'll get to see the stuff onto the website.
Okay. All right, and is that, like, their galleries, like, say I've taken the photos, it's time for them to come online and look at their proofs and choose. That's all private, right? They can,
100%.
Is there a link that they can go to?
That is your choice. That is your choice. Because... As we offer like 100% satisfaction guarantee and 100% ownership rights, so there are no actually monthly charges that you need to pay to us to like maintain this website. That would be just a one-time cost for the design and for the development. That's about it, and that's really an affordable prices as well. Second,
what about the hosting? Because that, you know, I watch all these, you see all these stupid GoDaddy commercials and they make it look so cheap, and I'm finding out that it's not. So what is the hosting cost?
So, like, we are in affiliation with different hosting providers from past, like, five, 6 years, and the GoDaddy is one of them. So we usually purchase the hosting for our clients from GoDaddy as well. So what we can do is we can, let me explain, like, what hosting is. So hosting basically is a server. On that server, your website is hosted on, and all of the data that you have on your website backend, that is stored in that server. There are three types of servers. First is the shared hosting server. Shared hosting server is something like on which multiple websites are shared on, under one server. So if in case one website goes down, all of the others goes down too.
Right.
On the other hand, if you have the dedicated hosting server, that is something which is a dedicated just for one site, and that helps the website to move faster. so people can navigate faster onto the site. So that's related with the speed as well. And of course, the information is stored and 100% secured with the SSL certification as well. Third is VPS. Right. VPS hosting is for big marketplaces, like on which you're selling a lot of products, like 3,000, 6,000 products you're selling online. So you need that VPS hosting. That is definitely not for you. First one is shared or dedicated. You can choose any of them. There are different price plans per month, 6 months, 1 year, 2 year, 3 year, 4 year, 5 year, or even lifetime as well. So that's your choice based on your budget. If you want to go 1 month, month, 2 months, you can do that. If you want to go year, 2 year, you can do that too. That's your choice.
Okay.
So if I may ask, like I have a question for you. Mm-hmm. So based on that question, I'll be able to give you something which will cover all of that. So could you please tell me, like, what sort of budget that you have in mind, how much you're looking to invest on this website?
I would like to keep it under seven, if possible.
Seven grants, you mean?
Oh, no, 700.
Okay. All right. I was thinking, why seven grants? It's just a normal website.
No. I probably wouldn't need to work if I had that kind of money. No, under 700 would be really great. Like I said, I worked really hard and put back some money to do this because, like I said, I'm realizing that this is something I just got to do. Even though I stayed pretty busy, I'm in a local rural area and everybody knows everybody. And so just my name being around in the business long enough, I keep busy. But you see all these girls, like I said, have zero experience and they're just booming with their business. And I know it's because of this. I've got to get it.
So do you usually get your like business through word of mouth, or what's the source of your business?
Yeah, mostly word of mouth. Just people know me, you know, I've done their cousin or their kids or their friends, you know, and it like that. But like I said, what keeps running into the issues is the proofing galleries and the booking and all that kind of stuff. It's just I stay so busy, I don't have time to answer everybody's phone and then pull out my planner and then, you know, write it down, and it's just getting crazy. Plus, not only that, our town, like where we live, has just recently hit a incredible tourism boom. And I have so many people off Facebook that are contacting me, and they're tourists staying in the cabins here, and they want photographers. And there's such a big open market for that, but these people are not from here, and they do everything online. And so without an online presence, I know I'm completely missing out on that end of the market.
You are. So you totally answered my next question. My next question was, like, why do you want to bring this business online? So you answered that already. So, of course, that's the one big reason. And if we talk about the branding, so you said that you have a logo, slogan, and even the content as well. So you got the branding done already. So you might have to send us all of that information because the website, once we are designing the website, so we need that content or the logo because we will be designing the website based on your current logo, so that could totally match with the design of the website as well.
I'm currently working on, I'm having another friend of mine who is a photographer. She's going to come take pictures of me taking pictures. So I've looked at a lot of websites, and I like that. You know, they need to be able to see who I am and things like that. But I want it to look good, so I'm having a friend of mine come and do that. So,
all right, for sure, sure. We can help out with that, too. So as far as the social media appearance is concerned, so do you have, like, only Facebook, or do you have, like, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, or other profiles, too?
Oh, goodness. I have a personal Facebook. I'm be honest with you. I'm probably one of the only people. I hate social media. It drives me insane. It becomes a job, I swear, just to keep up with it. So what I have done is I have talked to my daughter. My daughter's 15, and she, of course, is all involved in social media. So we've worked out a deal where she's going to be in charge of my Instagram. She's going to open that up for me, and she's going to keep up with all that for me because it makes me want to go sit in a bowl of scissors. I hate social media.
How about we do one thing? I'll give you a plan, and that I'll give you the social media integration. So we will be designing and managing your social media accounts. Like, we will be designing that under your business name. So basically it will be designed like banners will be designed and different posts will be designed along with the website. Like, if you think like it's going to cost you a lot, no. I'll try to include that in the website plan for you. And I'll give you all of that so we can go ahead and create the brand awareness as well over the online stuff. So Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, whatever, you name it, you have it.
Okay. And that, and I don't have to go on and, like, check it every day and
No, that's totally fine. Because why? Because people will automatically redirect to your website through your
website. I like that. I like that. Yeah, I like that. Because, good Lord, it is a mess trying to check all that stuff every day.
True, a lot of messages and DM list is full of people asking price, and I had that too.
Yes. Right now I just use my personal Emily Jordan Facebook, and then, you know, I've got my kids on there and what they've done today, and then I've got like 15 messages from somebody's friend who wants to book me for photography.
See,
and I'm
you
like,
already have you already have a lot of business, and imagine once you have the online presence, like a professional website, so that number can turn into double or triple. You never know.
Yeah, and that would help, because especially a lot of them are inquiries, because people, I mean, I don't blame them. I'm doing the same thing right now. I'm inquiring, you know, but I don't have time to, like, stop and call every single person who just wants to ask about my photography. So it would be nice if I had a place for them. They can go and look for themselves and then go from there.
Oh, yes, for sure.
That would be a lot. That would be definitely nice. And especially, I just picked up a elementary school contract this year. I just finished Spring Portraits, like, yesterday.
You told me that.
And it would be great if eventually we could put that online, because I delivered those proofs and all that stuff, and it was fine, but I've got moms calling me, and they forgot their proof envelope, and, you know, can I get them another one, and all that. That is just a big headache.
Yeah, for sure. So first thing that we can do is, like, we can start with the elementary school program, so we can start with that. We can post those photographs first once we are launching the website for you.
Oh, and when it comes to that, I have, I do acquire, like, my model release for anything that I'm going to put online, just to keep my legal end of it solid.
Oh.
So is that something that I have to, like, load up to my site, or I just keep that for my records? And
well, you can easily load up to your site as well, because you will be having the access to your backend. So in case if you want to, like, modify your site yourself later down the road, like after a few months once the website is up and running and you're thinking like, hey, I'm bored with this design, so I need to update that.
Yeah.
So you can easily, first thing, you can update that yourself as well, because it's super easy, because we'll guide you like how to manage the website from the back end, and you'll learn it easily. It's not so hard. It's nothing related with the coding system. So it's super easy. So we'll guide you with that. Second is, you can also ask one of us to, like, make the changes to the website, update anything you want, so we can go ahead definitely do that for you.
Okay. All right. I like that.
So,
all right. So let's talk money.
Let's talk money.
What do you guys come out of price?
Let's talk money. Like, I have a good thing for you, because you came on Friday, and on Friday I give all of my, like, pending discounted coupons, that because they get expired on Friday, so I always give my clients those discounted coupons to save more money on Friday. So here we go. Here's the link I sent to you that will redirect you to the package that I'm going to offer, and I think, like, that's the best suitable package. So click on that link.
Okay. I did.
So you'll redirect to the Silver website package. So it will get you a 10 to 15 pages. Like, it's just a 10 to 15 pages, but you can upload as many photographs as you want. So that won't limit you. So it's just the pages. So custom made, as I said, custom WordPress, we're going to use that platform, or custom PHP if required. Then a slider banner will be added on the main screen of the website. Like, you can send us, like, your best photographs that you ever took. We can upload that and create a sliding banner video to it. So it will be sliding after 2-3 seconds on your main screen of the website. Then custom-made banner designs that can be used for marketing. Like, for example, if you're getting a new, if you're launching and uploading a new album, so we can create a banner for that album first, and we can upload that first after uploading the new photos. So that would be very helpful for you. Then unlimited revisions, stock images could be uploaded as well. And unlimited revisions means like whatever revisions, how many revisions you have for us, we'll take care of that without charging you any extra charges. Then special horror effects, just like I gave you an example of Urban Fig, and special horror effects will be added. Then content management system is something that I told you about the backend. Once you log into the backend of the site, you'll be able to make changes to the website, manage the content easily yourself. Then online appointment scheduling, online order integration, online payment integration, that is all the part of this package.
And that's for the 1,000.
I'll come to the pricing. Don't look at that. So search bar, sign up. It's Friday. It's a very good day. Don't worry about it.
I remember. Okay. All right.
So sign up area for your clients, search bar for your clients, then live feeds of social media and social networks integration. Mobile responsiveness is very important because a lot of people visit the websites through their mobile phones, so that is most important that we do. Then search engine submission could be done. For example, if your brand name is with your name or whatever the name you have of your business, once they go on Google, once they type it on the right side, they'll get to see your link to the website, your logo, your whatever information you